Track 20. Private transport, travelling by car and using road infrastructure. The Northeast has a combined road network length of 12,241 miles, enabling cars, freight vans, lorries, buses, taxis, and cyclists to get around our region. Around 10 billion vehicle miles were driven in 2019. Our road network is instrumental in enabling economic growth, and our approach is to ensure that connectivity and capacity constraints on the network are addressed. The network is divided as described below. Strategic Road Network, SRN. National A roads and motorways form part of the SRN managed by Highways England. Examples include the A1, A19, A66, and A69 within the region. The SRN in the region has a combined length of 1,511 miles. The network provides the region with the important national and pan-northern connectivity for goods and people, as well as for intra-regional journeys. Major Road Network, MRN. The MRN is defined by Department for Transport and Transport for the North, comprises the most economically important and high-flow routes that support the Strategic Road Network, SRN, and link to economic centres. The roads that make up the MRN remain local authority controlled and maintained. The MRN in the region comprises 3,389 miles. This network can be characterised by routes that connect major centres, ports and airports, and centres of industry to the Strategic Road Network, as well as those routes that provide relief to the Strategic Road Network. Local highway authorities are responsible for the operation and management of this network, with investment strategies coordinated by Transport Northeast and Transport for the North. Key Road Network, KRN. The KRN in the region is the network which represents the regionally economically important movement routes and supports the function of the MRN and SRN. The KRN routes typically have a strategic function around routes that carry large numbers of people and goods. Congestion corridors, 10 or more buses per hour in urban areas or 6 in rural locations. Local highway authorities are responsible for the operation and management of this network, with investment strategies and in part urban traffic management functions coordinated by Transport Northeast. Local roads. Local roads form the vast majority of the region's network and are fundamental to everyday journeys. The local road network across the region comprises of 7,341 miles across the region. These roads are managed by local highway authorities across the region. Combined effect. The road network across the region interfaces with every journey we make from door to door on a daily basis. This plan will place effective strategies across all road typologies around delivering a safe, well-maintained network that provides journey reliability. We equally must ensure that the environmental credentials of road use from the vehicles that use it and the infrastructure that carries them deploys the most sustainable solutions. Our road network accounts for 88% of all commuter journeys per day across the region and provides substantial connectivity for passenger and freight movement in both rural and urban areas. It needs to operate more efficiently. For example, there is significant scope to improve the flow of vehicles. 100% efficiency means that all traffic is flowing without any hold-ups or delays, but our network currently operates at 71.8% of this. While our urban traffic management centres have significant assets, from connected signals, variable messaging signs and cameras, and can provide and react to information, there is clearly more that can be done. Car ownership in the Northeast. As with the rest of the UK, recent decades have seen rising levels of car use and ownership in the Northeast, albeit in our region it remains lower than elsewhere. Congestion. Our region has significant road congestion problems, including on arterial routes into the centres of Durham, Newcastle, Gateshead and Sunderland. Congestion on the local road network can lead to impacts on the strategic road network, with extra short journeys on the SRN, i.e. for a small number of junctions, prevalent on the A1 and A19. Data from TomTom shows journeys take on average an extra 15 minutes in the peak period in Newcastle and Sunderland. This results in lost time to the economy and has negative road safety and sustainability implications, such as poor air quality. This can impact on the reliability and therefore attractiveness of bus services. Congestion in our region is estimated to cost around £400 per driver per year, according to INRIX. Percentage of northeast households with no car or van in 2002-03 was 37%. Today it's 28%. With one car or van it was 44% in 2002-03. Now it's 40%. With two or more cars or vans, 20% in 2002-03. Now it's 32%. Cars stroke vans per household in 2002-03, 0.86, and that figure has risen to 1.1. The busiest link in the region is on the A1 Western Bypass between Junction 73, Bell's Corner, and 74, the A69, and it saw an annual average daily flow in 2019 of 104,999 vehicles. On sections of our network, including the A1 Western Bypass, we are reaching the limits of where we can reasonably upgrade the road to address capacity constraints, and this is in the forefront of our planning. Congestion is also worsened by our geography. Around the riverbanks of the Tyne and the Wear, some communities are spatially close to employment and other opportunities, but cannot easily reach them. This can result in deprived urban communities becoming isolated from nearby jobs and training. In Durham, east-west linkages often involve vehicles routing through the city centre. This is also the case in Sunderland, South and North Tyneside, and South-East Northumberland, affecting junctions on our road network and causing congestion and delays. Environment. Road transport significantly contributes to poor air quality. It's estimated that poor air quality is responsible for around 360 deaths each year. To deal with this, councils in Newcastle, Gateshead and North Tyneside have been working together to develop proposals for improving air quality. These proposals will result in a Category C charging clean air zone covering Newcastle city centre that affects non-compliant buses, coaches, taxis, both hackney carriages and private hire vehicles, heavy goods vehicles and vans. The original date for implementation of January 2021 has been postponed due to COVID-19. Maintenance. Good maintenance of all roads, cycleways and pavements is essential to keep traffic and people flowing. It's also crucial to our economy and environment. Around 2% of the region's principal road network and 5% of the non-principal road network requires urgent maintenance attention. Maintenance requirements can often be different for rural locations due to climate impacts and the remote and exposed nature of some of the network, rather than because of traffic volumes. This can impact on the safety of the network and leave communities isolated. Structural integrity is a key consideration of this plan, with the need to maintain assets to avoid catastrophic failures. Many such assets were built in the 60s and 70s and are reaching the end of their life expectancy. Road transport contributes the most out of any sector to carbon emissions, 37% across our region. Heavy goods vehicles are disproportionate contributors to pollution, representing less than 1/10 of all vehicles, but roughly 40% of their carbon emissions. Park and ride. The region has an established park and ride offer, with our current sites providing over 4,300 spaces at 30 Tyne and Wear metro stations, 3 sites in Durham city centre, bus-based, Newcastle Great Park, bus-based, and 19 national rail stations across the area. Park and ride provision removes car traffic from town and city centres where congestion and pollution are highest. It therefore helps improve air quality and enhances our economy by tackling congestion. From Nexus Research, 75% of people using Metro Park and Ride are doing so for business and commuting purposes, compared to 42% of all Metro passengers. The research found that people choose to use Metro Park and Ride due to the cost and lack of parking near their destination. Durham's Park and Ride sites are aimed at reducing congestion in the city centre. Demand for these is high, and the sites benefit from single payment options and buses into the city every 10 minutes. Newcastle's Great Park site, located just off the A1, is an operator-led facility that offers free parking and buses into Newcastle every 15 minutes. We want to upgrade and improve our park and ride offer and increase the use of existing facilities in our region to encourage more people to continue their journeys by public transport. Ultra-low emission vehicles, ULEVs. As we emerge into a new era of energy generation and use, the region has a clear opportunity and advantage to accelerate the uptake of cleaner fuels. As of 2020, there are 2,960 registered electric vehicles, EVs, with over 800 chargers in our region. Sales of new EVs are expected to grow globally from 2.5 million in 2020 to 11.2 million in 2025, reaching 31.1 million by 2030. We have a regional Go Ultra Low, GUL, program to encourage the uptake of ULEVs. This includes the UK's first electric vehicle charging station in Sunderland, opened in 2019, and a network of 11 rapid charging hubs to support this expansion. Other forms of propulsion, such as hydrogen, liquid petroleum gas, LPG, and completely new technologies, are being investigated through organisations such as Integral and the Northeast Automotive Alliance. We can use this work as a catalyst for change in the region. Road safety. Every incident across our road network, no matter how severe, is one too many. Across a three-year rolling average, 2016-17 to 2018-19, 778 people were killed or seriously injured on the region's roads. Safety of all road users is a priority. Our safety camera partnerships with the two police forces across the region, in conjunction with the monitoring work undertaken by our councils and Traffic Accident and Data Unit, provide the ideal platforms to take decisive action. Tyne Tunnels. Our Tyne Road Tunnels are an important part of the region's transport network, and before the COVID-19 pandemic, average use was 55,000 vehicles per day, or 16.7 million journeys per year. Urban Traffic Management Control and Intelligent Transport Systems. Over the past decade, the region has invested heavily in our urban traffic management control systems, Tyne and Wear and Durham, which aim to provide key information to enhance reliability and efficiency on the network. This includes information of car parks and for 750,000 vehicles per day on the network through cameras. Variable messaging signs, VMS, and real-time information, RTI. The centres deal with 3,000 incidents per year. The Tyne and Wear UTMC currently has 276 signals, junctions and pedestrian crossings, connected to UTMC, with plans for another 142 connected in the months to come. In Durham, 138 signals are connected to the system that can be controlled. The centres have further camera, VMS and real-time monitoring equipment. The region has developed an ITS strategy group, which is developing plans for improving the efficiency of the road network. The Tyne Pass project will introduce barrierless charging, which is due to be put in place at the end of 2024. The scheme will bring benefits to the region in terms of reduced carbon emissions and the creation of new local jobs. Freight consolidation centres. The greatest impact of freight transport may be felt in the last mile of the journey, where goods are being delivered to congested town and city centres with safety concerns due to limited road space. Freight consolidation hubs and low-carbon last-mile freight deliveries enable goods to be dropped at the edge of the urban core, consolidated, and then to make the final part of the journey on fewer, greener vehicles. Our starting point. The COVID-19 crisis generated a dramatic fall in vehicle traffic across our region. At the end of March 2020, weekday traffic had reduced by 60%, leading to a reduction in congestion and an improvement in air quality. Road traffic volumes in the region have increased rapidly as lockdown restrictions have eased. But in October 2020, we remained circa 13% below expected road use on the region's network. In September 2020, occupancy of our 10 park and ride sites, which are on our Urban Traffic Management and Control, UTMC system, was down by 78% when compared to the same period in 2019. During lockdown, March and April 2020, use dropped to approximately 17,000 vehicles per day, which is 30% of normal levels. In July, 36% of participants in an insight panel said they were now extremely concerned about COVID-19, and over half said they would be working more from home. Although this is only a snapshot in time, it could well reflect what people may be thinking now, with a resultant impact on their travel patterns. Despite this, by the summer months, traffic was gradually increasing before the local COVID-19 restrictions put in place from mid-September 2020 saw levels drop off again. Traffic is currently at 74% of normal levels. The performance of the tunnel can impact on many surrounding routes, including river crossings in central Newcastle and the strategic road network. The region monitors the performance of the crossing to ensure it's maximising its potential and an important north-south link in the region. Car parking levels on weekends in September 2020 were down by over 30% compared to the same period last year, demonstrating lower footfall in some of our major retail centres and the impact of the virus on the leisure and hospitality sectors. Within the overall reduction in traffic, travel patterns have changed, including a reduction in traditional peak time volumes. Attitudes towards the improvements in air quality as a result of the lockdown are also noteworthy. Nearly half of the respondents to the July 2020 Insight panel we've just mentioned felt we should build on this improvement, and 71% believed improvements should at least be maintained. We've already explained the importance of maintenance, and a well-maintained transport network should contribute to the reduction of accidents and incidents. Once a road network is brought into good condition, money can be saved by not having to do more costly reactive maintenance in response to faults. Business-as-usual road maintenance across the region is currently funded typically through the Highways Maintenance Block, Highways Maintenance Challenge funding, and specific pothole actions. However, the March 2020 Annual Local Authority Road Maintenance (ALARM) survey identified a huge maintenance backlog in our region that may cost around £700 million to deal with. Without a major injection of funds, this situation is set to get worse, as councils spend more money on other highway assets, such as bridges, cycleways, and drainage work, to cope with the increased incidence of extreme weather events. Where we want to be. We will ensure continued recognition that our road network is a central part of our region's transport network and is funded accordingly. Successful working with partners to deliver targeted improvements to network efficiency through investing in a series of measures on the key road and major road networks. Network management concerns are addressed by implementing measures to enable real-time decisions to be taken across the road network, supported by strong management policies to maximise its effectiveness. We aim to reduce the number of fatalities or serious injuries on the region's road network. Partnership working to understand patterns of incidents and the likely cause to inform how we can prevent them. We will take decisive action on the environmental performance of the road network, given road transport is responsible for most transport pollutants, including addressing the harmful pollutants associated with road use. We will ensure the plan and the schemes that are promoted in the region clearly play their part in improving the region's air quality. Consideration will be given to all measures to improve the environmental performance of the road network, including, but not limited to, investing in durable road infrastructure, increased electric vehicle charging coverage, and supporting a transition towards alternative fuels. There will be proper allowance for any climate emergency measures that may be needed. For example, steps to curb demand such as road pricing, workplace parking levies, restrictions on parking in new developments, etc. We'll maximise the opportunities provided by investment in the road network. This includes reducing severance, ensuring the network works for all users, and addressing environmental concerns around noise, air quality, and flooding. We will also deliver digital connectivity upgrades to make the network ready for connected and autonomous vehicles at scale, implementing the recommendations of the National Infrastructure Committee. Our goal is to achieve our targeted investment in maintenance activities. To do this, we'll work with partners to ensure they get the financial resource to complete maintenance at pace. This will ensure reliability and resilience and drive up the safety of the region's network. Another part of our plan is to make sure there are effective measures in place for maintenance issues to be easily reported by stakeholders. Alongside this, we want to achieve cross-industry working so that statutory assets can be managed and maintained in a coordinated way. A further key focus will be securing funds for strategic maintenance activities that cannot be undertaken through existing allocations. UTMC and ITS infrastructure plays a vital part in managing the region's transport network through information, controlling signal timings, and assessing the speed and performance of the road network. We want to maximize the potential of this infrastructure investment by putting in place the resources to act on data gathering and provision, appropriate strategies across the region, and develop consistent multimodal information feeds for all road and public transport users. We will ensure the Tyne tunnels operate and are maintained, and to formulate plans for 2037 when the concession ends. The planning may start from 2030 as to what shape the next model will take. Where the infrastructure development solutions are the right approach, the region will plan to ensure these do not adversely impact on the existing network and its users and surrounding communities. This includes where there are competing priorities for space. We will work with all partners and stakeholders to ensure that strategic priorities are achieved and established elsewhere in this plan, and the optimum solution is found ahead of the formal development of a scheme and consents being sought. Policy statement. We must make our roads flow better for goods and essential car journeys. We must strengthen the use of cleaner, greener cars, vans, and lorries.